Okay, lesson 23, carrying on learning about completed action forms of the verb. So entitled Ebalon, meaning I threw, and Era, I picked up. So in the previous lesson, we saw that in pairs like Balon and Balon, Huriscone, Huron, Iron, and Aras, a shortened stem marks completed or single action. So compare. In that case, ballon and ballon, all those are participles. So the A ones are participles indicating continuing action, and ballon, the B ones indicated complete action for participles. Now compare A, ebalon, I was throwing, I used to throw, as continuing action, and ebalon, I threw, or I did throw, as completed action. So now we're going to switch to the finite verb. So for A, ebalon ta dictua eis ten thalassan. So ebalon ta dictua eis ten thalassan. I was throwing the nets into the sea. Versus B, ebalon ta dictuan eis ten thalassan. Ebalon ta dictuan eis ten thalassan. I threw the net into the sea. So here again, the long stem, bal with a double lambda, indicates continuing action, and the short stem, bal with a single lambda, indicates completed action. In both ebalon and ebalon, the epsilon before the stem marks past time. So in ebalen, he threw, ebalomen, we threw, and ebalon, they threw. The ebal indicates, with a single lambda, indicates a completed action of throwing in past time. So it's got the epsilon on the front, and it's got the shorter stem. So obviously for this one, you have to remember that normally balo has a double lambda in the base form of the verb, and that bal with a single lambda really is a shortened stem. By contrast, ballon and ballon, throwing or casting, have no mark of time. And that's because they're participles, not finite verbs. So note the possible ways of translating makarios ha ballon ta dictuon. So ha ballon there, it's a short stem. So it's, and the ending there, on, is a participle ending. So this is a participle in a completed form, and we're going to have to take the time element from the context.
So only participles have epsilon in front?
Only finite verbs.
Only finite verbs have
right.
Epsilon in front.
Right. Participles do not. So, habalon is referring to somebody who is throwing the net. So, it's got the article, so it's referring to the person doing the action rather than the action itself. And it's referring to somebody, and it's either masculine or generic and singular. So, it's either a man or a person throwing the net where that is being viewed as a completed action. But it could be past, present, or future. So we could translate it as blessed is he who casts the net, blessed was he who cast the net, or blessed will be he who casts the net. And in this case, makarios ha ballon ta dictuon, we actually don't have enough information to tell what the tense is or what time to put this in. But that's where this normally wouldn't stand on its own. You'd have a wider context that would help you with that. Okay, so in habalon, the short stem bal indicates single or completed action, doesn't indicate anything about the time. So that could be a present, past, or future, and we have to use context to determine that. Okay, whereas by contrast, a finite verb, one of the reasons we call it finite is it has been rendered finite with regard to time, and then also with regard to aspect. So with an epsilon in front, it has been rendered finite with respect to now being specifically in past time. So now compare habalon ta dictuon, which indicates single or completed action, and habalon ta dictuon indicating repeated or continuing action, one with a short stem, the other with a regular stem. So it's the one throwing the net. And when the context shows that it's necessary to emphasize repetition or continuance of the action expressing by balon, we may need to translate ha balon as he who keeps casting. So you have to use context to tell you, is that like repetitive, ongoing, continuing action. So, for example, well, here we have two examples at the top of page 133. Makarios ein ha balon ta dictuon. Makarios ein ha balon ta dictuon. Blessed was he who cast the net. So now we've got the verb in there, ein, past tense form of the verb eimi, to be. He was. And the ha balon is viewed as completed action. Versus makarios ein ha balon ta dictuon. Makarios ein ha balon ta dictuon. It's still in the past tense because of the verb ein. But now we've got the ha balon with a regular stem. So this is ongoing, incomplete action. And the only way really you can get that to work is to view that as repetitive. Blessed was he who kept casting the net, or it's so viewed as ongoing action. Okay, so you see the difference there. Okay, section two. Now we have some vocabulary words. Hamartano. Hamartano is I sin, and hamartia is sin. Hamartia. Hemartanon. Hemartanon, I was sinning. So that's in the past tense. An epsilon has been added onto the front. The epsilon and the alpha have combined to form an eta. And then hemarton, hemarton, I sinned, where that is now in the completed action form of the verb with a shorter stem. So the regular stem would be hemarton, and the shortened stem is hamart. And then we have hemarton eise, hemarton eise, I sinned against you. So eise with the personal pronoun in the accusative case. So the idea, I sinned to you. Okay. Hemarton is ambiguous. The on ending could be either first person singular or third person plural. Okay, next verb, iro. Iro, I pick up, I take up, I lift. And era in the complete, era in the past. Era, I picked up, I took up. So epsilon added to the front to put it into the past tense, and the epsilon and the alpha iota diphthong have all combined to form an eta. And then, for example, eran lithus, they took up stones. This is from John, where the Jewish leaders tried to stone Jesus. Lithus, accusative plural form of lithos, stone. Like in things like lithography and things. Next, we get that noun, halithos, the stone. Halithos, the stone, as in lithography. Hastaros, hastaros, the cross. And the verb is starao, starao, crucify. Hepolis, hepolis, the town or the city, and it's feminine, and This comes into lots of English words, metropolis, megalopolis, all politics. Ektes polios, ek plus the genitive, out of the town. We've seen ek with things like the synagogue and the house and so on. Exo is outside. And this gets used as a prefix in a number of English words, indicating endo is inside and exo is outside, used as contrasting prefixes for English words. Exotes polios, outside the town. Exo with a genitive there. Hey thalassa is the sea or the lake, a feminine noun. And ta pneuma, the wind, the spirit, the breath. And at times it can be difficult to judge exactly what is being referred to, but this follows the Hebrew, where ruach refers to all three of those things, wind, spirit, breath. And at times in the New Testament can be difficult to determine, is the pneuma that's being referred to spirit with a small s, or is it God's spirit? What is it? But pneuma, we get our word pneumatic, like a pneumatic tire and pneumatic drill and so on. Ta pneumata, the accusative plural, meaning the spirits. And then a kathartos, impure or clean. I can't remember if we've had the word katharos, meaning clean. So this is an alpha on the front is what we call privative. It deprives the word of its meaning and turns it into the opposite, just like we do often with English words. So it's a privative alpha on the front. And erotao. Erotao, I ask, and a completed form of the verb erotesa, I asked, with a epsilon on the front to indicate past tense, so, and then the two epsilons have combined to form an eta, and a sigma after the stem indicating completed action. Okay, section 3. Now we get first person, singular and plural, in the past tense for completed and incomplete action. So on the left hand, we have ebalon and ebalomen. Ebalon, ebalomen. I threw and we threw, using the short stem, bal, with a single lambda. Epsilon on the front, indicating past tense. Shortened stem, indicating completed action. So I threw and we threw, completed action in the past. On the right-hand column, ebalon and ebalomen. Ebalon, ebalomen. I was throwing and we were throwing. Again, epsilon on the front, but now with the regular stem, with a double lambda. This is past tense, incomplete action. And really, we translate then as ongoing action in the past. I was throwing, we were throwing. Or you could even say, I used to throw, habitual action, something like that. So the only difference, the endings are the same, the prefix is the same. The only difference is the stem. And in this case, it's just a single lambda that marks that difference. But once you get into the habit of noting these things, you learn to see these markers, and you learn, you say, epsilon on the front, and then you learn to look for the stem. Is it regular stem or shortened stem? Something different about the stem. And then you see the things on the end. Okay, so you... to begin with, it seems overwhelming, but the more you do this, the more you just you recognize the component parts without having to then just memorize rote memorization of the paradigms. So some translation, some sentences using this: ego ebalon lithon, ego ebalon lithon. I threw a stone. So shortened stem, epsilon in front. So past tense, completed action. I threw a stone. Over and done with. Number two, aras ton lithon, ebalon auton exo. Aras ton lithon, ebalon auton exo. So aras there is a participle, the as ending, and it's a completed action. It's the shortened form of the stem. The full verb is iro. This is the full stem is ir. This is shortened to r. Having picked up the stone, and then ebalon auton exo, ebalon, epsilon in front, past tense, shortened stem, completed action, I threw it outside. But the aras is completed, is over by the time the verb begins. So the picking up of the stone is complete by the time he throws the stone. Number three, ebalomen lithus, ebalomen lithus. So past tense, epsilon on the front, regular stem, double lambda, omen ending, first plural. So past tense, continuing action, first person plural, we were throwing stones. Number four, exo balomen autus, exo balomen autus. Balomen, regular stem, there's nothing on the front. So this is ongoing action, present tense, omen is first plural, so we are throwing. Autus is the object, them, accusative plural, and then exo, outside. So we are throwing them outside. Number five, ebalomen tutus tus lithus. Ebalomen tutus tus lithus. So ebalomen, epsilon on the front, past tense, bal, with a single lambda, short stem, so completed action, omen ending, first plural. So we threw, so past tense complete, tutus tus lithus, these stones, and then semicolon at the end indicates it's a question, so we have to turn that around. Did we throw these stones? Number six, ebalomen tus lithus ekenos, ebalomen tus lithus ekenos. So ebalomen epsilon indicating past tense, bal with a double lambda, regular stem, so incomplete action, and omen first plural. So we were throwing tus lithus the stones, and then ekenos those stones in particular. Number seven, ego ebalon ta dictua eis tein thalassan alasu uk ebales auta. Ego ebalon ta dictua eis tein thalassan alasu uk ebales auta. So ebalon, epsilon in the front, past tense, bal with a double lambda, so that's a regular stem indicating completed, continuing action or incomplete action. So I was casting, or here Dobson is taking it as what we could call habitual action or repetitive action. I used to cast tadictua, the nets, eis tein thalassan, into the sea, ala, but. And then su, the personal pronoun, contrasting with the ego at the front. But you, uk ebales. So epsilon on the front, past tense. Baal with a single lambda, so now it's the short it's a completed action. And then S ending is second singular. But you did not throw or cast them. Okay. So that's first person, singular and plural for the finite verb in the past. Section four. And now we have the second person, singular and plural, and with our verb bello, but now just to make things interesting, change things up a bit, adding on the prefix ex. So ex bello meaning, or ek bello, normally be ek bello with a kappa. So the prefix, the preposition ek plus bello, I throw out. Used of things like exorcisms and things like that. We have ex ebeles. So we add the epsilon onto the front of the stem, but the stem is bal. The preposition ek doesn't feature as part of the stem. So the epsilon gets added on after the preposition, before the bal. And now because the preposition precedes a vowel, changes from kappa to xi. So it becomes not ekebeles, but exebeles. Exebeles and exebelete. Short stem, so this is completed action in the past. You threw out singular and plural. Versus exebeles and exebelete. Exebeles, exebelete. Which are the same forms except for a double lambda. For the regular stem, you were throwing out singular and plural viewed as incomplete action in the past. So, sentence number one. Exebalete numata akatharta. Exebalete numata akatharta. Balete, epsilon in front, so past tense, bal with a double lambda, that's complete, the full stem, regular stem, so ongoing action in the past, you were casting out unclean spirits, numata akathatar. Number two, exe balete ta numa ta akathartan. Exe balete ta numa ta akathartan. Cathartan, yeah. Epsilon on the front, so past tense. Baal with a single lambda, short stem, completed action. Ete ending, so second person plural. You cast out the unclean spirit, and then we have to turn that into a question because of the semicolon at the end. Did you cast out the unclean spirit? Number three. Yesu exebeles auta ektu andros. Yesu exebeles auta ektu andros. Jesus, and then exebeles, so past tense, completed action with a short stem, the S ending, second person singular. You cast out, you threw out auta. Is the object of it. So, and then ektu andros, out of the man. Number four, exebalomen ton andra ektes poleos. Exebalomen ton andra ektes poleos. So exebalomen, past tense, short stem indicating completed action, omen, ending is first person plural. We expelled ton andra, the man, ektes poleos, from the town, out of the town. And number five, exebeles autain exo tes poleos. Exebeles autain exo tes poleos. Exebeles, past tense, completed action, second singular. You expelled, you drove out. Autain, feminine singular accusative is the object, her. You drove her outside the town. Exotes polios. Okay? Then section 5, we'll move on to the third person, singular and plural, and ebalen and ebalon. Ebalen, ebalon. So epsilon on the front, past tense, bal with a single lambda, shortened stem, so that's completed action, and then en and on, third person, singular and plural, he threw and they threw. And again, note, ebalon, third person plural, is the same ending as first person singular. Versus ebalen and ebalon, ebalen, ebalon, with a double lambda, past tense, continuing action with the full stem. He was throwing, they were throwing. So notice the difference between aras tus lithus, ebalon autus, aras tuth lithus, ebalon autus. So aras is it's participle with a as ending. It's a completed action because it's a short stem. Having picked up the stones, and then ebalon autus. I threw them, and we know, so how do we know it's I threw versus they threw? Well, because aras is in the singular, okay? And the participle there is in the singular, so the ebalon must also be singular. Having picked up the stones, I threw them. Versus then, arantes tuth lithus ebalon autus, arantes tuth lithus ebalon autus. The only thing that's different there is arantes, and that now is, again, it's a participle, completed action with a short stem, but the antes ending is nominative, masculine, plural, which then means that the ebalon, the verb, is going to be third plural instead of first singular. So when you get that on ending, because it's ambiguous, first singular, third plural, you've got to cast around, look at the context to figure out which it is. And the context is always going to tell you. It's always going to be clear. So aras is singular. It shows that ebalon, first person singular. Arantes is plural, so it shows that ebalon is third plural. Hey, sentence number 1. Hemarton eis ton theon pantes. Hemarton eis ton theon pantes. Hemarton, so epsilon on the front, hidden within the eta. So past tense, short stem. So it's a completed action. They all sinned against God. Hemartonen eis ton theon. Hemartonen eis ton theon. So epsilon on the front, hidden within the eta, past tense, but now we get the full stem, hamartan, so continuing action, incomplete action, so he was sinning against God. Number 3, tis hemarten eis se, tis hemarten eis se. Tis is the interrogative pronoun, who? And then hemarten, past tense with the epsilon on the front, short stem, so indicating completed action, and then we have to turn it into a question, who sinned against you? Number 4, eis elthontes, eis ten synagogain, exebalon ta numata ta akatharta, ek ton andron. Eis elthontes, eis ten synagogain, exebalon ta numata ta akatharta ekton andron. Es elfontes, we have the stem elf, there, which indicates it's a completed form. It's here we have an instance of a completely different stem. The regular stem verb is urkamai. Elf is for coming or going, viewed as completed action. The ontes is the ending for nominative masculine plural. So it would be having entered into the synagogue, exebalon, they cast out, past tense, completed action, they cast out the unclean spirits from the man. And so we have a participle and then a finite verb, and Dobson has chosen to translate them as two separate activities to turn the first, the participle, into a regular verb. They went into the synagogue and cast the unclean spirits out of the man. Okay. So that's third person, singular and plural, ebalen and ebalon, for the past tense. Section 6, now we have the verb iro. Iro, I pick up, I take up, I lift. And era, I picked up, I took up. And era there is a shortened stem. And then iro, era, finite verb. On the right-hand column, iron and aras are the participles. Iron with a regular stem, and the own ending is the participle as a incomplete action. And aras, the abbreviated stem with us ending, participle as a completed action. Okay. So iron and aras. So remember those distinctions, the two sets of endings that we learnt. The own endings for, or at least, not necessarily that you learned, but that you looked at. own, usa, on endings for the incomplete participle, and us, asa, on for the participle as a complete action. So number one, aire ton stauron, aire ton stauron. So aire is, we have the regular stem. There's no other distinctive markers on it. We have a as the ending is third singular, so it must be present tense. He takes up ton stauron, the cross. Number two, eren ton stauron autou. Eren ton stauron autou. Eren, epsilon on the front, encoded into the, hidden within the eta, and it's a short stem, so it's past tense, complete action. He took up his cross, and ending indicating third singular. Number three, eran tous starous hoi mathetai. Eran tous starous hoi mathetai. Eran is epsilon hidden within the eta, so past tense, short stem, completed action. Eran, so they picked up, they lifted up, and the subject is hoi mathetai at the end. The disciples lifted up the crosses. Number four, arantes tou lithous exelthon. Arantes tous lithous exelthon. Arantes, it's a shortened stem. There's no prefix on it. And the antes ending is a participle ending. And it's nominative masculine plural. Participle and viewed as completed action with a short stem. Having picked up toothless the stones, exhalthon. Now, exhalthon could be first singular or third plural, but the participle is plural, so exhalthon must be third plural. the elf stem, so that's completed action, epsilon in front of that stem, encoded with hidden within the eta. So past tense, completed action, third plural, they went out. Having picked up the stones, they went out. Number five, aras ton lithon exhalthon. Aras ton lithon exhalthon. Exhalthon, just the same. First singular or third plural, past tense, completed action. And we know it must be first person because aras is singular. It's a participle, completed action. Participle with a shortened stem, so completed action. And us is the ending for nominative masculine singular. So having picked up the stone, I went out. And number six, hos an me aire ton staron, uk estin methetes mu. Hos an me aire ton staron, uk estin methetes mu. Hos an, whoever, me aire, so the negative with aire, aire there, the regular stem, aire, the ending, eta with an iota subscript, is the third singular subjunctive. So it is, normally it would be in the present tense, it would be epsilon iota. Here it's lengthened a little bit because of subjunctive. So whoever does not take, but take now viewed as a incomplete action, so take or keep taking up ton stauron, the cross. Uk estin methetes mu, is not my disciple. Now, you normally think that whoever does not take up the cross is not my disciple, but we would have a tendency in English to think of that, well, that's a one-time activity, take up. So you take it up, take it up one point of the cross. Here, it's using a form, the regular stem, ire, which is viewed as, this is incomplete action, so you can translate this as ongoing action. It's keep on going, taking up the cross. Section 7. So we've seen that past time is usually indicated by an epsilon before the stem, and although often that epsilon gets hidden within eta. So, ebalen, he threw. Now note carefully the following examples. Eran, they picked up. Eran and egapesan. Egapesan, they loved. So compare aras, picking up once or having picked up. Aras is a participle, that us ending, abbreviated stem. Completed action, nominative and masculine singular. And eran, they picked up eran with the abbreviated stem with an epsilon on the front, which is hidden within that eta, and an ending there. So that's third plural. The completed action stem of iro is r, so that's the abbreviated stem. Instead of the regular stem would be alpha iota rho, the abbreviated stem is alpha rho. When epsilon is put before the stem, it becomes the alpha and the eta combine into a alpha and the epsilon combine into an eta, so eran. Okay, top of page 136. And here we compare these. On the left-hand column, we have the incomplete forms of the verb, and on the right-hand column, we have the completed forms. So aire, he picks up. Regular stem, alpha iota rho, a ending, third singular, he picks up. versus Aran, he picked up. So epsilon, the eta on the front hides an epsilon, so it's past tense, and then abbreviated stem, and then N ending is third singular, he picked up. Erota, he asks, versus erotesen, he asked, erotesen, there's epsilon on the front, and the stem is then followed by a sigma, so indicating past, indicating completed action, and then N ending is third singular. So he asked as a past completed action versus erota, he asks as a incomplete action without any timestamp on it. Agapa, he loves, the verb is agapao, so agapa, there's no prefix on it, there's no timestamp on it. And it's a regular stem, so he loves, just plain vanilla, present tense. Agapesen, epsilon on the front, or rather hidden within the eta, so past tense, sigma at the end after the stem, so past completed action, N ending, third singular, so he loved. As past completed action. Oikodomeo, plain vanilla form of the verb, no markers on it, I build. Okodomesa, the omega on the front hides an epsilon, so it would be the epsilon combined with the omicron iota diphthong has become an omega with an iota subscript on it. And on the end, there is a sigma after the stem. Mm-hmm. And then the a ending is first singular. So first person singular, past tense, completed action, I built. Now, you don't need to know the rules for what happens when you add an epsilon to, on the front and you've already got an omicron iota. You don't need to learn, oh yes, that's going to become an omega with an iota subscript. What you do need to know is to look at that and say, okay, something funny has happened on the front. It would make sense. It would make sense that there's an epsilon in there. So this must indicate past tense. Okay, so you just, it's this ability to recognize that there's a marker there, and then you see the markers at the end, the sigma there after the stem, and then the a ending.
There's no marker at the error. There's no sigma there.
No, because it's an abbreviated stem. So remember, there are these three different ways for the completed form of the verb. So either you get a sigma after the stem, or you get an abbreviated stem, or you get a completely different stem. Okay? So those are the three. The usual way for a regular verb is a sigma after the stem. That indicates completed action.
Is that aorist?
Yeah, it is completed. Completed action in the past tense is aorist.
Okay.
Where you get an abbreviated stem or a different stem, we call that a second aorist. But that you'll be introduced to that jargon later.
Okay.
For the moment, the thing to remember is these are the three things to look for, the three different ways of indicating completed action for a verb.
I'm just trying to understand all these words.
Yeah, so there it will indicate AOR for aorist, and then AOR2 would be second aorist. But the usual one is a sigma at the end, just so indicating aorist.
So how do I know if it's there's a sigma at the end? How do I know it's not having built instead of or had built? I think that's what we learned with the like ways of having done.
So how would you know oikodomesa? Well, for the participle, there isn't a marker on the front. There isn't an epsilon on the front because a participle has no time coding on it. Oikodomesa, there is time coding on the front of it. There's a time marker on the front for past tense.
Is this word from house?
Oikodomesa, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oikos is house. Oikodomeo, I build a house, yeah. Okay, B, ex ebelen, he threw out, ex ebelen, and apelfen, he went away. So you've seen that a word like ekbalo has three parts. Ek, which is preposition, out or out of, bal, the stem, with a double lambda for the regular stem, and O, the ending. In exeb, and that's the, as it were, the plain vanilla form of the verb. Exebalomen, we were throwing out, we now add some more components into it. The E, which indicates past time, comes before the stem, not before the preposition. So exebalomen, the eta, the epsilon comes before the bal, which means that we change the kappa of the preposition to a xi because it now precedes a vowel. Okay? Note the following examples. Ekbalo, present tense, ongoing action, no time marker there, plain vanilla form of the verb. Put it into past tense, exebalon, past tense, continuing action. This is what we would call the imperfect. And the kappa becomes a xi. And then exebalon with a single lambda, so it's short stem, past tense, completed action. Okay, so in all these words, the left-hand column is going to be incomplete action with no time marker. The middle column, incomplete action with a past tense marker, and the final column, completed action with a past tense marker. So the second verb, apangelo, I announce, add on the time marker for the past tense, apengelon, and now put it into completed action, apengela. To go up, anabino, add in the past tense marker, the epsilon, anebinon, and then turn it into completed action, we abbreviate the stem, aneben. The counterpart to that, katabino, I go down, katabino, add on the time marker for past tense, katebanon, and then final column, completed action, past tense, kateben, with abbreviated stem. Apokrinomai, I answer, add on the past tense marker, it becomes apikrinomen, and then completed action, past tense, apikrithane. And a few lessons ago, Dobson just remarked that theta, eta, often for a certain class of verbs will indicate completed action, past tense. But you haven't learned any further than that. But later on we'll cover those verbs. But just for the moment, that would be a marker for past tense completed action. peripateo. Peripateo, I walk about. Make it past tense. Periepatun. Periepatun. And then make it completed action in the past tense. Periepatesa. Periepatesa. Patesa. So the stem, we've added a sigma onto the end of the stem. That's how you would see. That's the marker for the completed action. And then the epsilon in front of the pat is for past tense. And then finally, exercomai. Exercomai, I go out. Make it past tense. Exercomen. Exercomen. Eta added there. And now, past tense, completed action, exhalethon. Exhalethon, with elf, epsilon, lambda, theta being the different stem for going out or coming in the past as completed action. And it's got the epsilon time marker there for past tense. Okay, so that's what you do. So, got the time marker on the front, the epsilon, and then you've got the marker for the regular stem, or then these markers for completed action. So either a sigma on the end of the stem, an abbreviated stem, or a different stem. Okay?
So the last column is aorist.
Last column is aorist. So to give these terms that you haven't yet really learned, the first column is present tense, second column is imperfect, and third column is aorist. A-O-R-I-S-T. So imperfect, past tense, continuing action. Aorist is past tense, completed action. Okay, section 8. Little note on translating balon and ekbalon. Words from the Greek stem bal cover a fairly wide area of meaning. So it all has something to do with the idea of throwing or sending something from here to there. So we get our words ballistics and things like that from this. In translating balo and ekbalo into English, we often have to choose between several English words according to the context in the Greek passage. Balo, we could translate I throw, I drop, I put, I bring. So you can't really say balo literally means one word. There isn't a one-to-one correspondence. Every word has what we call a semantic range or a semantic domain. You think of it as being a circle and somewhere within this, a set. Within this set, there's a set of English words that convey the meaning of the Greek word. So you have to get a feel for what sort of things are covered by that Greek word and then use context to figure out which of your various English words that within that domain is the most helpful translation. So the idea of there isn't one-to-one correspondence. And so you have to be careful of saying something literally means something. So balo, I throw, I drop, I put, I bring, all covered by this. Add on the ek prefix. Ek balo, I cast out, I expel, I drive out, I pull out, I take out, and then even I produce. Okay? That something goes out from you. The idea of produce. Which, see, this is where it would help if you knew Latin, because then you could look at produce and look and see it's the prefix pro and duco, which is I lead out. So you're leading out something from yourself. So in John 20, verse 25.
Are you going to teach Latin?
I taught a year of Latin 3 years ago.
Oh, here?
No.
Oh.
No, at a school for eighth graders, ninth graders.
Third graders.
Okay, Eon me balo ton dactylon. Mu ace ton tipon ton elon. Aeon me balon ton dactylon mu ace ton tipon ton helon. Aeon me, aeon is if, and then me, the negator, balo. If I do not put ton dactylon mu, my finger, my dactyl, my finger, ace ton tipon ton helon, into the, and tipos is the mark or the stamp of your, of the nails. So balo is, well, you'll hear people say that he's talking about thrusting it. Well, he's just meaning, we just say, if I do not, don't say poke, be a good way of capturing that. If I do not, yeah, put, but really poke my finger into your mark of the nails. So balo.
Just a question, it just seems like some of these words like bello and ekbello, and it seems like the Greek is less specific than English would be. Like in English, we would say, I throw, I drop, I put, I bring, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of different, you know, the English words are very specific, yet the Greek word is.
But it's actually going to go both ways. You'll find that there are some Greek words that cover a wide range of meanings, whereas in English we have specific, and then some Greek words would be very narrowly specific, where we in English might have quite a generic word. So it will go both ways.
So is there any guide to help understand, which ones are specific and which ones are kind of general?
Well, the first important thing to do is to get out of thinking as just a one-to-one correspondence. Think in terms of semantic domains, and then over time, you'll get a feel for how the word. And so, for example, you listen to somebody who has, for whom English is not their native language, and they've learned English, and they may speak English very well, but then occasionally you'll hear them use a word inappropriately. They might have generally a good sense of how to use that word, and then suddenly you'll hear them use it in a way that you just go, no, that's just not right. Well, we know it's not right because we've grown up all our lives speaking, and we had this feel, and we know where that word can be used and where it can be used. It's a very difficult aspect of a language to learn. It takes a long, long time to get this feel for what is appropriate for the words. And we tend to start off with this attitude of, well, there is a one-to-one correspondence between words. But there isn't. It's you're getting a feel. And this then is where, if you really want to help get the feel, and you're studying this, is where you would look at either a word book. So theological dictionary, which would, not really Strong's Concordance. Something much the New International Dictionary of New Testament Theology, or the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament, New International Dictionary of Old Testament Theology, which takes each Greek, well, for the New Testament, would take each Greek word and would discuss the range of meanings that it has, and so that way you get a feel for that word. There's a lexicon of semantic domains compiled by Lau and Nida, which will, for each Greek word, will give a brief summary of the range of meanings that a word can have. With something like Strong's Concordance, there you're going to be much more tied into a specific meaning rather than a range of meanings. And the whole idea of this lexicon of semantic domains is to cover the, as it were, this whole set of words, English words, that adequately cover that one Greek word.
So here, this word, balo,
mm-hmm.
Why is it only one lambda?
Because aeon me is a subjunctive, and you haven't yet fully learnt the subjunctive. You've encountered the subjunctive where the endings get lengthened, so that's the reason for the shortened stem there, the alternative stem.
Lexicon, is it better to buy a book or software?
You can get it as an accordance module.
It's gotta have an
apple. Well, follow Mary's example.
There's a chance to. Before anything, get an apple.
Do you use Bible words?
No, that would imply getting a PC, which is...
Where did you say Apple?
we have the hard copy of the Index of Semantic Domains sitting over there. Okay, let's press on the next example, then we'll take a little break, and during the break I'll pull out that lexicon of semantic domains. And okay, Matthew 12:35, Hoponeros anthropos ek tu poneru thesaru ek bale ponera. Ha paneros anthropos ek tu paneru thesaru ek bale panera. So ha paneros anthropos, clear enough, the evil man. Ek tu paneru thesaru, out of the tu paneru thesaru, thesaurus is a treasury, which we get our word thesaurus, which is a treasury of words, and it's his to paneru thesaru, it's his evil treasury, so it's his stockpile of evil things. Ek bale panera, he throws out, he brings out, evil. Panera is neuter plural, so evil things. And now we have, so you can sort of picture in your mind how this word is working. So you've got this store, he's got this treasure chest of evil things, and he is taking something from in here and putting it out. So now you have to think, okay, so what's a good English way of translating that? And here he produces, you could even have it, he brings forth, he takes out. But it's that sort of idea. And here's where you have to get a feel for how that word ekbalo is functioning, and that it fits this idea that you're sending forth something from here out into there. So produces, sends it forth, and then you have to make it, well, how vivid do you want to try and be in that, in your English language, working with that. Or, so, the evil man produces evil things from his store of evil, or the bad man brings bad things out of his treasure of bad things. Another thing probably important here is that you keep the poneros, if you choose to translate as evil, that you keep it evil, all three instances of that stem, and you maintain that wordplay that's going on there with that.
By making it bad, though, doesn't that lessen?
Yeah, well, if you ask, it would lessen it a bit. Yeah, it'd be good to keep it as evil. Okay, let's take a short break before we launch on the readings. And what we'll do, we'll read the John 9 passage, and then we'll read the John 1 passage, and then go back to the end of the previous lesson and read that John 1 passage as well. Okay? So let's take a short break, and I'll pull out that lexicon of semantic domains. Okay, John 9, verses 35 to 38, top of page 277 in your New Testament. So we read, Ekusen Jesus hoti ex ebalon auton exo kai huron auton epen. Su pistues eston huion tu anthropu apekrithe ekenos kai epen kai tes esten kurie hina pistuso es auton epen auto ha Jesus kai Heorakas auton kai ha lalon meta su ekenos esten. Hade efe pistuo kurie kai prosekunesen auto. Kai epen ha Jesus es krima ego es ton kosmon tuton elthon. Hina hoi me blepontes bleposen kai hoi blepontes tifloi genotai. Okay, together. Ekusen Jesus Hati ex ebalon auton exo kai huron auton apen. Su pistues es ton huion tu anthropu apekrithe ekenos kai apen. Kai tis estin kurie hina pistuso es auton apen auto ha Jesus kai eorakas auton kai ha lalon meta su ekenos estin ha de efe pistuo kurie kai prosekunesen auto kai apen ha Jesus es krima ego es ton kosmon tuton elfon hina hoi me blepontes bleposin kai hoi blepontes tifloi genotai. Okay, so in conjunction with Dobson's helps here and our helps at the bottom of the page, let's work on this. Ekusen Jesus hoti ex ebalon auton exo kai huron auton epen. So ekusen, you recognize that? Ekusen. Okay, is listened. So akuo is listen. So Jesus, and what's, so akuo is a plain vanilla verb. What's, what are the markers that have been added onto it? Okay, past tense, there's an epsilon on the front. And there's a sigma on the back, which indicates completed action.
So Jesus heard.
Jesus heard, yep. And the N ending third singular. So third singular, past tense, completed action. Jesus heard. Hati ex ebalon auton. Exo. Okay. Ex ebalon is... Okay. So it's short form. So completed action. And there's an epsilon, so it's past tense. So past tense, completed action. That they cast him out. And we would have to really translate that as a pluperfect. Jesus heard that they had cast him out.
Hati.
Or just that. That hina would be so that. Hina. So hati that. So Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And ex ebalon, so the on ending, that can be ambiguous, third plural, first singular, but context here makes it that's heard that I had thrown him out. they had thrown him out. Kai huron, auton. Huron. Okay, found. And so, what can you tell about that verb? So it's a participle. And huro, long form or short, is it completed action? Short form of the part, short form, short stem. So participle as completed action. And the on ending is nominative masculine singular. Uh-huh. And having found him, he said. Okay, good. Su pistues es ton huion tu anthropu. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you believe in the Son of Man? There's a question mark there. Apikrithe ekenos kai epen. Okay, he answered and said. Ekenos, we can just translate it as he, it's sort of this one, he answered and said, Kai tes estin kurie, hina pistuso es auton. Okay, also, and who is he? Who is he? Comma, Lord, O Lord, or we could just, Lord or Sir. And who is he, Sir? Hina, that I might believe in him. and pistuso there. The pistuso is so that I might believe. It's a future tense. We'll learn that the sigma there marks a future tense. Yep. So I might believe in him. Epen auto ho Jesus. Jesus said to him, Kai heorakas auton, kai halalon, well, kai heorakas auton. So Dobson tells us, heorakas is you have seen. Okay, and you have seen him, kai halalon metasu ekenos estin. Okay, halalon, participle, continuing incomplete action. The one speaking with you, ekenos estin. So we can almost say, this one is he. So the ekenos pointing back to the halalon metasu. And you have seen him, and the one talking with you is he. Maybe how we translate it. Hode efe, efe is he said. So, and he said, and the de we can choose to translate or not, or now he said, or he said, pistuo kurie. I believe, Lord, or I believe, Sir. Kai prosekunesen helto. And prosekunesen, until he prostrated himself, he worshipped. So proskuneo is to pay homage, to worship. It's a regular word. It's the idea of bowing down in front of somebody. Regular word in the New Testament for worship. And he worshipped him. Kai epen ho Jesus. Jesus said, "Es krima ego eston kosmon tuton elthon." So, what components? If you break this into little bits. What little bits would you break this into? What bits do you recognize? So krima is a noun. We're told at the bottom it means judgment. Footnote 5. So
it's not that, right?
So ace krima. Ace.
This is the judgment.
Ace means into, or it can also mean for, so or towards. Think of it as being towards, with the idea that you're going into. So ace krima, it usually gets translated as for judgment, but it's sort of for the purpose of judgment. For judgment, ego, I, ace ton kosmon tuton. And elthon is the verb. It's the completed action form of the stem, elf, past tense with eta on the front. So I came. I came into this world for judgment. And the ace krima is put on the front of the sentence for emphasis. Right? The only way to really capture that in English is, it was for judgment that I came into this world. Okay. Hina. So that hoi me blepontes bleposin. Yeah, and blepo is see. Bleposin, there is something has gotten lengthened there with the omega. The... well, bleposin is third person plural. The hoi me blepontes is a... The blepontes is a participle. Masculine plural nominative. Hoi. Hoi blepontes would be the ones who see, right? hoi me blepontes, the ones who don't see, and then bleposin, they will see. And the bleposin would be just simply they see. The omicron upsilon diphthong is lengthened to an omega because of the subjunctive, which is with hina. So that the ones who don't see might see.
That's not the future tense there,
bleposin? No, it's just the husi ending, which is of the present tense. If you can remember, it's so many lessons ago that we learned that for the present tense. Husi lengthened to hosi for the subjunctive. Kai hoi blepontes tifloi genotai. And tifloi is blind. Tiflos, blind. Okay, and the ones who see, hoi blepontes, genotai is now the subjunctive of genomai, which means to become, and they might become tifloi, they might become blind. So it is for judgment that I have come into the world so that those who do not see might see, and those who see might become blind. We'll leave aside what he might mean by that.
That's about as cryptic.
Okay, John chapter 1, page 252, verses 35 to 39.
The theology behind that's a different class.
Yeah. 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 John 1, 35 through 39. Te eparion palin esteke ha Ioannes kai ekton matheton autu duo. Kai emblepsas to Jesu perpetunti lege. Ide ha amnos tu theu. Kai ekusan hoi duo mathetai autu laluntos kai ekaluthesan to Jesu. Strafes de ha Jesus kai Theasamenos autus acoluthuntas lege autois. Tis zetete hoide epan auto. Rabbi, hoi legetai methermenuomenon didaskale pu menes lege autois. Urkesthe kai opsethe. Elthan un kai edan pu mene kai parato emenan. Ten hemeran ekene, hora en hos decate. Okay. Te eparion palin esteke ha Ioannes kai ekton matheton autu duo kai emblepsas to Jesu perpatunti lege. Ide ha amnos tu theu kai ekusan hoi dua methetai autu laluntas kai ekaluthesan to Jesu. Strafes de ha Jesus kai theasamenos autus akaluthuntas lege autois. Te zetete hoi de epan auto. Rabbi, ha legetai methemernuomenon didaskale pu menes lege autois urkesthe kai obsesthe elthan un kai edan pu mene kai parato emenan ten hemeran ekenen hora ein hos decate. Okay. The long one. Methermenuomenon. Methermenuomenon. Nuomen. Okay. Te heparion, we're told that is on the next day. Esteke, we're told that is he was standing. Ha Ioannes, so John was standing. Kai ekton matheton autu dua. So dua?
Two.
Two. Ekton matheton autu. So it'd be two out of his disciples. So two of his disciples. Kai emblepsas to Jesu perpatunti lege. So, emblepsas, we're told, to look, blepo is to look, emblepsas to look straight at. Emblepsas, so it's a, emblepsas, it's completed. How do we know it's a psi. So sigma got added onto the end of the stem, and the P and sigma combine to get psi. And the us ending, that's participle, emblepsas. So there won't be any time marker for it. So it's and it's participle, feud is completed action. And us ending, nominative, masculine, singular. So, and having seen Jesus, perpetunti. Remember the verb walking, and it's a participle viewed as incomplete action, and this ending, the unti ending, is dative singular agreeing with the to Jesu. So this is how you know it's Jesus who is walking around and not John who's walking around. And having seen Jesus walking around, so the having seen is viewed as a completed action. The walking around is an ongoing action. Lege, he said. So it's John who says this. So getting a little more difficult here. Ide. Ide. Look, look. Ha amnas tu theu.
The Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God. Good. Kai ekusan hoi duo mathetai autu. Okay, and the two disciples heard him, and his two disciples heard him. Laluntas, him saying, Jesus is saying, Kai ekaluthesan to Jesu. No, you can remember akalutheo. Kalutheo is follow. And they followed. So we've got an epsilon on the front, past tense, and a sigma at the end of the stem, completed action. And they followed Jesus. Strafes, and we're told that is turning, having turned around. Strafes de ha Jesus. Jesus turning around, and theasamenos autus, and having seen. So it's a participle. Strafes and theasamenos are both participles, completed action. So Jesus, having turned around and seeing, and having seen them, akaluthuntas. Remember akalutheo? Akaluthuntas. So it's, following. It's a participle. The ontas ending. It's accusative, masculine, plural. So it's agreeing with the autus. So it's the seeing them following, and it's an incomplete form of the participle, So seeing them, Jesus turning around, having turned around and having seen them following, lege autois, said to them, tizetete, who do you seek? Hoide epan auto? They said to him, Rabbi. Now we get a little parenthetical comment. Ha legetai methermenomenon didaskale. So, methermenuo, we're told, is I translate. Methermenuomenon. So it's a participle, the enon, and a footnote at the bottom, footnote 14 tells us present passive participle, neuter singular nominative. So meaning it is translated. So embedded within there we have hermeneuo, from which we get hermeneutics, word hermeneutics. And then the ha legatai methunuomenon, it's legatai, lego is speak, legatai, basically it, and the ha is a relative pronoun, neuter singular, referring to the rabbi. So ha legatai methermenuomenon, which is said, translated, didaskale, which means is teacher. So it's basically it's now giving us the Greek equivalent of the rabbi. Rabbi is Hebrew. Rabbi is the Hebrew or the Aramaic word, and now it's giving us the didaskale, the Greek word, which is spoken ha legit, which is spoken translated. Pou menes. Remember pou? Pou? Pou is where? And meno? Where do you stay? Where are you? And so where are you staying? So the question is, Rabbi, where are you staying? And then the ha legatai methunomenon, you might put in parenthesis. Where are you staying? Lege autois. He said to them, Erkesthe kai opsesthe. Yeah, these are forms that might be difficult for you. Erkamai and opso. Come and see.
I think I remember the scripture. Yeah. That's how I translate
it. Elthan un kai edan. Pu mene. Elfan?
They came,
except we probably would say they went, just because you have to think of where the narrator is standing relative to this. But yeah, come and go. They went as they went, therefore, and saw. Hedan, pu mene, where he was staying, kai parauto emenan ten hemeran ekenen. Parauto, Dobson tells us, is with him. So para is one of the what it means is alongside. So alongside him, with him, emenan. They stayed. Ten hemeran ekenen. So hemeran is day. Ekenen. So is it singular or plural? Singular. And ekenen. That day. So, and they stayed with him that day. And then finally, Hora ein hos dekate. Yeah, it was. Well, and the hos.